Great. Excellent. Born ready, yo. Born freaking ready. Good grief, man. Yep. How many times? Yep, how long have you been doing this? Oh, wait. I don't have the right document up. Okay, wait. Now I do.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's right.
What?
Welcome to Make Me Smart Daily Edition, where I, Molly Wood, and know-it-all pants Kai Rizdahl tries to get the right document up in time to try to make today make sense.
I'm sitting right here, man. I'm sitting
he missed
right
me,
here.
I could tell. It's Monday.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is Monday. Molly is back. Kimberly Adams was awesome, but Molly is back today. You know the drill on these daily shows, right? It's Molly bringing one thing, me bringing one thing. We make sense of what is happening. These are little markers of what the what in this coronavirus economy day. Well, I don't know. We got it wrong last time. So somebody tell me how many days it's been since the 11th of March.
Oh, why? No, but no, because then somebody will be like, well, if this is actually the 27th day,
yeah, I know.
Time has lost all meaning. Time has lost all meaning. Somebody, Jesus Alvarado on the tech team posted a tweet that said, it's been a month since South by Southwest was canceled. 1 month.
Wow.
Doesn't it feel
is that
like,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that as a marker, doesn't it feel like years? It's like there never was a time when there was a South by Southwest.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Highly recommend, right, friends who may be listening, a couple of mental health days, which is what I took yesterday. Don't feel like you got to tough it out. Give yourself breaks. I'm like a new woman.
Yeah, that's me. I do well. I'm not toughing it out. Okay, what do you want?
Kai.
What's your preference? Stop. That's a whole different kind of podcast. Me and my psyche. That's
you and your mental health days.
That's a different thing. Oh, man. All right, come on. You go first. Get me out of this mess.
Because you know I have two, of course.
Of course you do. That's fun.
I saw this interesting story. You know, it's funny because Andrew Cuomo is getting all the attention because all the media is in New York. But Governor Gavin Newsom of California is sort of quietly not only leading, but building a nation state. He has apparently decided that he is going to lead a consortium of states use their purchasing power to work together and acquire all the medical supplies that they need to treat people with coronavirus. And that can include PPE and ventilators and all of these other things. He repeated the idea. Yep. He had brought it up once before, repeated it Saturday during his daily press briefing, which led plenty of other people to say something along the lines of like, gosh, if only there was some sort of existing body that represented a union of states. That would be awesome.
Now we're under the Articles of Confederation now, man.
But Governor Newsom, who in fact did tweet the other day that California is a great nation state.
Oh, did he really? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Easy there, Gav. Easy.
So I don't know that he's officially leading a secession effort. All I will say is that this, frankly, is an idea that could profoundly help states that lack the money or purchasing power or even just connections to get some of this stuff and just get it done.
The economic principle at Here Play Kids is, at Here Play, at Play Here Kids is, anyone?
Supply and demand?
Monopsony.
Ooh.
Monopsony, a market in which there is only one buyer, right?
Yes, totally.
You got monopoly, you got monopsony.
But wait, so this is currently a market where there's bajillions of buyers competing against each other and then having stuff yanked out from under them by FEMA, right?
Yes, by FEMA or other states or whoever gets there first. Yeah, you bet. And that's why it's such a mess.
Yeah. So anyway, I think this is fascinating. It has so far been lightly reported, but I will be very curious to see how this develops.
Yeah, it could be huge, actually. I mean, to be totally honest.
I mean, I agree. I think it's, and frankly, good for him for starting such an effort, because this system cannot continue. It is insane.
Yes.
And that's all I'd say about that.
What's item two?
I know, we're totally like, item two is relates back to a conversation we had last week when we talked about what other stories were missing. And I just wanted to say that at the time I mentioned Apple buying Dark Sky.
Yes.
Apple has since bought.
About which you are still peeved.
I am never going to stop being mad about that. And if they kill it and it is absorbed, I will just be furious. However, I would just like to say that since then, Apple's bought two more companies. Apple is on a little bit of a shopping spree while nobody is paying attention to companies buying other companies. In 2020, it's acquired three companies. That is half the number that it acquired in all 2019. Those three acquisitions have all taken place in the last week.
So, but capitalism doesn't care whether you live or die, number one. Number two, there's going to be a whole bunch of this, right? There's going to be distressed debt that's being bought and sold. There's going to be companies in trouble that are being bought and sold. And there's going to be companies with a whole stack of cash, because remember, Apple has a whole stack of cash looking for something to do with it while prices are really good, you know?
Absolutely. Next VR would mean, it will be its fourth. It announced that it is interested in buying a VR company. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, absolutely. In a different timeline, there would be a lot more competition about competition. This is exactly the kind of thing the FTC had ramped up looking into, especially these kind of smallish $100 million range acquisitions.
That's like couch change for them.
Yeah, we should say Apple has $200 billion in cash. Yep. And people, frankly, including myself, have been wondering what they were going to do with it. I'm not saying it's not smart business. I am only saying there's a timeline in which there would have been a real competition conversation that's not happening now. And so Apple, Tim Cook is no dummy. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
There you go. There you go.
That's
Rahm Emanuel brought to life. All right. So mine is one of those, you know, not at all really scientifically valid surveys that companies and organizations looking for press do. But I think even with that caveat, it's interesting. So LendingTree went out and asked some of the companies, 1,200 of the companies with which it had a prior lending relationship, whether they thought that they were going to be able to bounce back from this thing being the economic crisis that we have right now. 71% said nope. That's 71% of small businesses said, yeah, no, we're not actually ever going to recover from this. Doesn't say they're going out of business, but it does say the landscape is going to be completely different. And if it's 71% in a not scientific survey, even if it's 50% and something more scientifically valid, that's a really big problem. It's a really big problem.
Yeah.
You know? And I just think we need to get ready for that. Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci said today at the White House press briefing, or maybe somewhere else today, but it was today, Monday. He said, yeah, you know, the idea that we're going to get back to a society like we used to have, that's not coming. That's not coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, whatever.
No, it's really
society,
true.
Economy, same deal.
We are going to talk a lot more actually tomorrow about small businesses and this kind of evolving landscape for them. But it is really, I mean, as you're seeing already from this kind of like rollout of the loan thing and the fact that interest rates were raised on these loans at the behest of banks, like, and how few companies are really going to be able to save jobs in order to have those loans forgiven. Like, I know that there is talk already of a second stimulus, and I don't want to like totally do up tomorrow's show before we even get there, but it is a bad situation. It's a bad situation. So small businesses are the backbone of America, and they're really being left behind.
Yep, for sure. For sure. More on that tomorrow. We're not gonna preempt it right now. With, by the way, Marketplace reporter extraordinaire Sam Fields is gonna be here. So it's gonna be an all Marketplace expertise show. So that'll be good.
I love that. It's gonna be great.
All right, so let's get the plug here, right? MakeMeSmartAtMarketplace.org is where you send questions if you want us to ask Sam something, if you want to just do our What Do You Want to Know Wednesday thing, where we do like explain-a-thons in the short show. You can do that. Put questions in the subject line and do that. Okay. Make me smile. Go.
You go. Okay, good. Because we got to end on yours because it is amazing. I saw. And I just thought this was wonderful that apparently Ireland's prime minister is a trained doctor and he plans to work one day a week as a doctor to help out hospitals in the midst of the pandemic.
I wonder how his security detail and his medical detail feels about that. And I say that
with
all good wishes and yay, you're doing the right thing. But
was that
too much of a downer? Sorry.
No, it's really not. I think good thing to do. He is going to help with phone appointments.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He is. Yeah. And absolutely, like, given the situation that's happening with Boris Johnson right now.
Right. Exactly.
When I put this in the rundown this morning, it was like, oh, amazing. Right. And then
cool.
That is why we have to make so much sense of every day as it happens. Because, yes, by this afternoon, it was like, whoa. I don't know if that's such a good idea. But he's mainly going to be like, he's going to be helping with the phone tree.
Okay.
Sounds like,
right.
Which good for him.
And good wishes for Bojo as well, because nobody wants that to happen to anybody.
Yeah, yikes.
Okay, so mine is better, and I'm so excited by mine. So John Krasinski of The Office and of Jack Ryan and of a couple of movies started doing a thing a week ago called Some Good News from John Krasinski. And he does like a little webcast on, I guess it's on YouTube, 15 minutes of good stuff that's happening, and people tweet at him and this and that. Episode 2 came out last night, I guess it was. And he did a thing and yada, yada. And then somebody had tweeted at him, or he found a tweet about this young girl who loves Broadway, went to a Broadway show last year, loved it, was going to go to Hamilton this year, but, and you know what happens, right? So yeah. Krasinski gets this girl on the Zoom call. And it turns out that instead of going to see Hamilton, this girl had been watching Mary Poppins Returns. And Krasinski, not being a moron, said, wait a minute, my wife was Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins Returns. So Mary Poppins comes in, Emily Blunt comes in on this webcast with this girl. And the girl, of course, is like, oh, my God, Emily Blunt, you're Mary Poppins, blah, blah, blah. And they chit-chat for a little while. And then Krasinski says, and we're going to put this on our page because it's just amazing.
It's the best.
Very long story, very short. Krasinski says, we're going to get you to Hamilton in New York when they reopen. I'm going to fly you and your mom, and we're going to go. And then, obviously completely prearranged, but it's awesome, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who, of course, wrote and created Hamilton, Zoom bombs the thing. And from there, the whole cast of Hamilton comes on. The original cast comes on and sings the opening number. And it is awesome. And this 9-year-old girl, Aubrey, is just losing it. So we'll put the link up, but you can just Google Krasinski, Lin-Manuel, and Aubrey, and it'll come up for you. It's great. Go to like 11 minutes or something. Yeah. It's super cool. And I just think, you know, I'm a Krasinski fan to begin with. Don't much like The Office, but that's a whole different podcast.
I just think it's cool. Why would you say that out loud?
Because I don't. Can we be,
I know.
We can't be honest on this podcast, Molly. Come on.
You're right. You know what? You're right. And okay. We need to stop. Actually, there's so many things we need to stop worrying about getting emails about, but I am going to say you are getting emails because it is like
I
a
am.
Thing
and
right
I'm,
now.
And I'm okay with it. I'm
yeah,
okay with it.
That's fair. It is freaking delightful, though. I will say that I cried.
Yeah.
There were tears.
Yeah. No, it's
it was
great.
Wonderful.
It's really, really cool. It's really cool.
I kind of wanted to see this little girl's parents, too. I was like, come on. Also, I was there. So this is kind of a thing, the group sing-along. There's been a bunch of them posted.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I mean, we did the Philharmonic one, and they're phenomenal. But I was sort of thinking, too, like in New York, a lot, you know, everybody lives in an apartment. And they're probably used to these people practicing their singing all the time. But I was like, I wonder if the neighbors can hear them. Because really, individually, it's just one person in there, right? Like, waiting in the wings for you. Like, is somebody downstairs like,
Philippa Sue, shut up. I don't care if you were Eliza. Keep it down. My baby's trying to take a nap. Right.
And that's where I went with that. I was like, can they hear that?
All right.
That'd be exciting. I'd be like, knock, knock,
oh,
knock.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right. That is it for the Daily Show.
Yep.
Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow with a full-length episode featuring Sam Fields, where we will talk some more about how this is affecting small businesses and, of course, you trying to apply for unemployment. The whole conversation about who can get what and cannot. You may also try to ask your Echo device, you know her name, if you so choose, to make me smart. Kai will be on today. Explaining the difference between furloughs and layoffs. Tomorrow, I will tell you all about hospital ships. And I'm just going to plug the tech show because on tomorrow's episode of Marketplace Tech, we have actually a gig worker, a driver in Georgia who, speaking of not being able to get unemployment, had to stop working because she has an autoimmune disease. And a lot of states are not figuring out how to roll out unemployment benefits to gig workers. It's a really good find by Steph Hughes.
And if you want to know why this is going to be really bad economically, that is why.
That right there.
Because there's so many variables. All right, we're out of here. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Heathcote is our video producer. Ethan Parrott is the video intern. Erica Phillips writes our newsletters and also those smart speaker skills.
Yes, indeed. Daniel Ramirez is our engineer. Our theme music was, oh my God, I get to say it. Our theme music was composed by Ben Tolliday and Daniel Ramirez. The executive director of On Demand is Satara Nieves, and the senior vice president, general manager, and brand new Dark Sky fan is Deborah Clark.
There was a whole text exchange this weekend between me and Deb and Molly. Devastated.
And she was like,
weather
this
nerd.
Is amazing.
Who knew?
My 7-year-old niece is a giant weather nerd. She will occasionally zoom me up and tell me what the barometric pressure is. It's amazing. I bought her like a NASA sweatshirt. I was like, get it, girl.